我是来自中国江苏常州，我叫傅胜妹。
I came from 常州 in province 江苏 and my name is Fu.
我很高兴今天到这里来跟弟兄姊妹一起在这里做为主做见证。
I'm very happy to come here to testify for the Lord.
我呢是今年嘛四月份在这个就是在洛杉矶教会受是4月29号受洗的。
On April 29th this year, I was baptized in one of the churches in Los Angeles.
我首先呢想谈一下我为什么会受洗的。
And first of all, I'd like to share with you why I was baptized.
因为我那是原来是一个信佛教的。
I was a Buddha worshipper before.
那我到这里来是女儿在洛杉矶。
I came here because my daughter is here.
在这个教会里举行婚礼。
And she was holding a wedding in one of the churches in Los Angeles.
然后我来到这里呢，我就看着那是弟兄姐妹们，这是为我女儿呢所付出的那么亲近，那么爱。
And I saw how much love they have for my daughter.
当时因为我没有信走到主的面前我
at the time I wasn't a Christian
我不知道叫什么爱我就知道那么多阿姨们我也不知道弟兄姐妹这么爱我的女儿我说不是一家而走的不是一家都亲
and I was really marveled at the fact that the kind of love they have for my daughter we weren't even a family but the way they love my daughter is even more love than a family member would offer
当时我就问我的女儿我说为什么他们待你这么好呢
so I asked my daughter how come they're so nice to you
那女儿跟我说她说凡是受主的教诲教会里面的人都是这样对人这么好。
And she said, that's the teaching of the Lord. Those who have received the love of the Lord also love others just like this.
然后我回家以后我就看了那个女儿放在那个桌子上的圣经。
And we went home and I saw the Bible in her house.
我打开一看看到
I opened it up and read.
那个旧约上面写的
In the Old Testament,
就是说是上帝创造天地上帝创造人类
It talk about how God created heaven and earth and how God created human beings
那当时我的心情就是就好像天地在动一样的改变了我的整个的 一切
And what I just read just totally changed my point of view changed my whole world It really shocked me
因为为什么我们天地是上帝创造的我们的人是上帝创造的我为什么去创造了神神创造了人然后人去做了那个偶像我怎么能去拜偶像呢
So if God has created the whole heaven and earth and God also created us and now some mankind made some idols for us to worship how can I worship those idols if there is a true God
我当时就问自己我真蠢
And I thought I was so stupid before
我这么该拜的不拜我去拜这种偶像
How come I did not worship the true God and instead I was worshiping the false idols
因为我就从那一天我就一直往下看
From that day on I kept on reading the Bible
看到圣经上所写的东就是旧约上面是上帝引导我们走的那是旷野的生活而且以色列的那个立法都是上帝给我们立好给我们祖孙后代这个该怎么行走的路都指好了
And I saw how God made everything so clear to us the commandments the rules so that we can by which we can live and also how he let us go through the wilderness and saved us and blessed us
我当时想这哪有任何一个神都不能跟我们的神来相比的
I said there is really no other God as good as this one
当时我就跟我女儿说，我说你去跟牧师讲。
So I told my daughter immediately that, go tell your pastor.
我要受洗。
That I want to be baptized.
后来就在教会29号那一天，我永远都难忘的一天。
And I will never forget that day, April the 29th.
我好像真是失去了的孩儿，在外面流浪。
I was like a child that has gone astray, lost outside.
找到了我的家，找到了我的父母。
Finally found her own father, her own house.
就这样我就进去，因为我在美国的时间很短。
Because my stay in the U.S. was very short.
然后我就受洗的第三天，我就回中国。
And then 2 days after my baptism, I returned to China.
然后我就在飞机上，我就想像很多人他都不知道主的恩典。
While I was on the airplane, I was thinking, you know, there are so many people who do not know the grace of the Lord yet.
然后我在飞机上我就 一路就他们弟兄姊妹送给我的那个圣经，我就在那个飞机上我就看圣经，然后我就在旁边我就传福音。
And I was reading the Bible they gave me as a gift.The more I read about and thought about these people are lost, I could not help but talking to people next to me on the airplane about the gospel.
从此回去以后呢，真的我当时就是看到这个圣经，我好像就是真是饿了多少天没有吃过饭一样。
And the Bible to me is just like a starving to death person sought food.
恨不得真的一下子把它吞下去。
I really wish just to swallow the whole Bible in no time.
然后回去嘛，我就到中国的教会。
I returned home. I found a church in China.
我不管我工作有多忙
，No matter how busy I am,
去教会做礼拜，这是我最大的事情。
And going to church to worship is the greatest thing in my life for me.
这是我要讲的，我怎么会受洗的，这是一点。
And this is what I want to share with you about that how I became a believer, why I was baptized.
第二点呢
，Secondly,
我是受洗以后，我感觉就是说我虽然是一个在主的身边，我是一个幼苗。
And I was just a tiny little sprout in the garden of the Lord.
但是我相信主是爱我们的。
But I know the Lord loves us.
我呢，逢什么事情我都向主祷告。
And I will pray to the Lord for everything.
我把我的要说的事情每天跟主在交流。
And I will talk to him about every detail in my life every day.
求的主在帮助我。
And I will seek his guidance and help.
然后有一天我的那个儿媳妇啊
One day my daughter-in-law
她呢怀孕了
She was pregnant
然后她说有一天她说她肚子疼得不得了
And one day she complained that she had this pain on her stomach
那我儿子就告诉她说妈妈她说不得了她说肚子疼得不得了
And my son told me mom this is not good something's wrong
当时我就想这个肯定是动胎了啊。
I thought maybe she moved too much and hurt the fetus.
然后我们就把她赶快送到医院。
So we rushed her to the hospital.
那然后医生一查她说要开刀。
And doctor checked her out.
是阑尾炎。
Oh, she had appendicitis, so they need to operate on her right away.
然后她有因为她怀孕以后不可以用任何那个药啊或者麻药啊更不能用
Because her status is being pregnant they can't really apply any medicine on her
在中我儿子说不管怎么样也要跟她看不能看大人这样那么我们不能保小孩我们也要保大人
So my son decided we need to operate on her and in order to save her life If we need to make a choice we'll choose the mom over the child
然后儿子就去办理那个住院手术。
So yeah, he went to the administration to arrange check-in procedure.
就在这个同时呢，我忽然想起， 因为我应该把这个篮子交给我们的主。
And right at that time, I suddenly remember I should pray to the Lord about this difficulty.
我就在医院里面，我就默默的祷告，我向主说。
So I pray silently in the hospital.
我说主啊，你是救主。
I said, Lord, you are the Savior.
在任何事情都拦不到我们的救主。
And there's nothing that's too difficult for you.
我说我把儿媳他们大人小孩都交给你。
So I trust my daughter-in-law and her baby in your hand.
主啊，你一定要保佑他们母子平安。
Oh Lord, keep them both safe, please.
如果你能保他们母子平安的话
，If you can keep them both safe，
我将用你的那个大名，我要到很多地方为你做见证。
That I will proclaim your great name in many places。
这就是我想主的愿。
And that was the promise I have for the Lord。
然后过了大概有十几分钟的时候
，ten some minutes afterwards，
我看。他现在不闹了，也不吵了。
And I noticed how she has calmed down a lot.
我就去问他，我说是不是好一点了
？I said, Do you feel better now?
他说好。
She said yes,
好多了
，much better.
那然后后来就因为我儿子的那个同学在那里面，他说不放心，再找一个另外一个高明一点的医生再来看一下。
And therefore they decide to seek for a second opinion.
然后医生检查，他说谁说的？他根本就不是阑尾炎。
And this doctor says, you know, no, there's nothing wrong with her.
他说你们好险误了这个事情啊。
Well, you almost made a big mistake.
那么后来就说他为什么这么疼呢
？Then we wonder how come she was in such a pain earlier.
后来就说他们说肯定医生说有两个医生说，他说肯定是那个结石。
And then two other doctors says maybe some kind of gallstone or some kind of stone in her organs that caused the pain.
然后到那个做那个 B 超啊，去透看。
And then they put her through ultrasound, and they couldn't find any stone either.
你说这奇妙不奇妙
？Don't you think that's really wonderful?
当时我真的好感谢主。
And I was filled with thankfulness in my heart.
我说只有我们这种救主才能跟救我们。
I said, indeed, we have the Savior who can save us.
还有我们有什么事情向主去祷告，没有主办不到的事情。
Any trouble we have, just pray to the Lord because there's nothing too difficult for Him.
当时真是就这么平安的回家。
And peacefully we went home.
你说这种奇事难道还有自主再高明的会办到吗
？So do you think there's any other person who can do better than this than God？
所以呢，就是说我无论到哪里，我都要为主做见证。
Therefore, wherever I go, I want to testify for the Lord for what He did。
还有呢，就是我因为我家里面办了一个成衣加工厂嘛。
And because I own this manufacturer for clothing.
因为在操作的过程，做服装、做成衣是一桩很繁琐的事情。
And it's a very tedious process in the, you know, for this kind of manufacturing work.
因为遇到问题，我就向主去祷告。
And wherever I encounter problems, I will pray.
没有解决不了的事情。
And there's no difficulty that God hasn't solved for us.
真的是我的主。
And He indeed is my Lord.
那我有一次我的儿子啊到美国来。
One time my son came to this country.
然后我就跟他说你要去找，因为我们在国内一直在做那个上海就是或者香港啊或者他们寄出的单子，然后几个转手，然后我们就这种单子，然后我呢。就说儿子你去以后你应该自己去跑，因为我儿子跟女儿都在美国留学的。
And my manufacturer would work for the orders, like I went through several routes, basically for shops in Shanghai or Hong Kong, and we never received direct orders. So therefore when my son came to this country, I told him you should go and find your own source, since you and your sister are in the United States.
然后我就说你去一定要去纽约。
I said, make sure you go to New York.
因为服装呢，大 大部分都在纽约那个客人比较多。
Because fashion industry is so prominent in New York.
你应该到那里去接触客人。
Make sure you go there so that you can find some source for your supply.
然后儿子走了以后，我就在家里面在祷告。
After he left, I started to pray at home.
我说主啊，你无论如何要给我们继父勇气，给他滋味，给他力量，给他勇气去面对那些不认识的客人。
So I pray for my son that Lord give him courage so that he can face those strangers he never met.
如果你给他信心，给他勇气的话，他有这种信心的话，他将会在主的恩惠当中可以成大事情。
If you give him courage, give him faith and your grace, he can do a lot of things in within your grace.
然后他到了纽约以后
，So he arrived in New York.
根本就是茫茫大海
，Of course, he knew nobody there.
然后就跟我的女婿两个一起去的。
He went with my son-in-law.
然后去了以后，我女婿就找到一个，就是说这上面有。是纽约那是服装公司的介绍
，and they found this directory, a list of all the fashion industry designers.
他们呢，就跟按照这上面的地址、电话号码，然后跟客人去要。
So they try to contact each one of them on the list.
一共要了有十位客人，
十位。They were able to contact 10 of them.
然后就是十位当中就有最后的一位
，and the last one of these ten，
因为在他就是跟我们儿子跟女婿交谈，就是
was willing to talk to them，
就是告诉他呢，就是正好呢，他是在那个就是在哪一个印度，他在印度呢，正好这个单子呢出了问题。
Because he has put an order in a manager in India, but somehow there was a problem with the production.
因为我们就是通常做服装，就是找客人的时候，就是找到客人最起码要几个月、半年认识，要反复的打样确认，然后再改进，再确认，再改进，然后才客人满意，然后才交订单。
And usually the order processing is very complex because it takes a lot of back and forth. They have to give us their sample. We have to mail back our sample to receive their confirmation. And a lot of alternation or adjustment have to be made in the process. Usually it takes a few months, even half a year, to actually confirm an order. It's not likely someone would just give you an order to make clothes for them.
你说这奇妙不奇妙?
Don't you think this is marvelous?
因为他在印度出了问题，这个单。
Because the production in India encountered some major problem.
正好要找人做。
And they were in a hurry to find somebody else to do it.
你说有没有这种奇事
？Isn't that marvelous that we encountered them right then?
那我儿子打电话告诉我妈妈，他我拿到几万件订单了。
And so my son called me and says, "Mom, I just received an order from tens of thousands of clothes."
我当时真是。我不知道是怎么回事，我不是说我能赚钱我高兴啊。
I'm not happy because I'm able to make some money out of this deal.
我就感觉这个神真是这么伟大。
I just feel what a great Lord we have.
我说这么哪有这么奇事呢
？How can things be so wonderful?
我真的我几十年三十多年服装做了，我从来没有遇到像这样不打样。不去确认就拿订单
，and this is the first time in my 30 some years of experience that actually somebody would just give us an order like that without doing any sampling or confirmation.
而且这个客户现在他已经这几天要到我工厂去考察
，and this client is going to visit us in China soon.
下了我们明年开春就现在已经在打样，下了我们已经15万件。
And they have given us an order over 150,000 units.
你说这难道不是主的安排？
Don't you think this is what the Lord has done?
所以我真的在受洗以后，时间半年吧，我真的 真的此位真的太多太多。
I've only been baptized for less about 6 months, but I have surely experienced a lot.
就是说，没有一个事情你手遇到的每一桩事情你就交给主。
Just trust in the Lord in everything you encounter.
这是我讲的见证。
And this is my testimony.
下面我想讲讲我的体会啊。
And I now want to share with you my feelings about this faith.
因为我半年以来我因为受的恩惠太多了。
Because I received so much grace from the Lord in the past 6 months.
我是体会到什么情况，因为我是一个农村上的人。
And I came out of a farm village.
从小我在家里面是很辛苦的一个人。
And I had to labor very much since a child.
那么结婚以后啦，生小孩以后啦，一直到现在我都非常辛苦。
And I labor all the time ever since I was a child until married and having children, having my own family. I work hard all the time.
我就感觉当时我不知道是神啊主啊，以前我都不知道，我就想为什么我会这么辛苦呢？
And before I didn't know this Lord of ours, so I always wonder why is my life so hard?
难道我说我前世做了坏事，这一世来遭受报应的？
Is it because I did something wrong in my prior life, therefore I'm receiving the revenge in this life?
从那开始，我信主以后，我受洗以后，我知道不是这样。
And after I baptized and received the Lord, I know, no, that's not true.
是主在爱在我。
It's actually the Lord's love has found me and He has chosen me.
为什么他要叫我从小一直在受苦？
Why did He allow me to suffer ever since a child?
因为主他要我帮他打工，要我帮他做事。
Because the Lord wants me to work for Him later on.
他有任务要交给我。
He has a mission for me.
如果让我从小娇惯的，我就根本受不了苦，我也不会一直去拼搏做事。
And if you allow me to be a spoiled child and have a very luxurious lifestyle, then I won't be qualified or ready for His work now.
因为我们的主，他是爱待我们，爱待他，他是创造这个世界，创造这个人类，他希望这个世界，这个人类将来是更加繁荣、漂亮、美丽。这是主的心愿。
Because the Lord loved us all and He's created us all, so He has this beautiful plan for each one of us.
所以他要我们这些人为他打工，为他来创造这个美好的世界。
And then in the process, He needs to obtain us to work hard for Him so that we can together create a wonderful ending.
所以我感觉主在一直在栽培我。
And I feel the Lord is personally training me.
所以我一点都不感到苦。
So I don't feel suffering or hard anymore.
我有的时候我想，因为我本来就是农村嘛，上学不多，识字也不多。
Since I grew up in a farmer's village, I am not well educated. I don't read a lot either.
但是我在服装上，我有我的特色，我可以自己搞设计，自己制版。自己做什么东西。
But I'm very talented in designing clothes from start to finish.
难道这个是我的智慧吗？
You think this is my own wisdom?
因为这是主给我的。
It's what the Lord Creator has given to me.
主他安排我要做这个事情。
He has destined this will be my profession.
还有我就想，有的人这研究高科技的东西，研究这个，研究那个。实际上，我这样想，这都是主在安排。每一个人，你做什么，他做什么，他做什么。
And everyone has different talent, and each one has different kind of job. This is all in God's plan.
这都是主的分工不同。
And God has allocated different kinds of jobs to each one of us.
所以我想到那里，我真的心里好使了。
So every time I thought about that, I
enjoyed greatly. 我现在工厂里面几百个工人的，我说主。交给我的任务，我要带领这几百个工人往前走。
And I have hundreds of workers in my factory, and I feel this is what the Lord has entrusted me with. So I need to lead them wisely to follow the Lord.
所以就是说，我的职位是这样。我在这个工厂，今后呢，我遇到问题，我就向主去祷告，想告诉主，跟主来交通。 然后呢由主来交给主的手中，由他来帮我办。
Therefore, what I do is every time I have problems, I will just trust in the hand of the Lord and seek His guidance as to how to deal with the problems.
因为我心里满身都是脏的屎了。你说高兴吗？
Oh, I was filled with joy and I'm very happy.
所以我本人受益啊，受益匪浅，所以我想把这我所受的业，我要告诉我周围认识的人，我要叫他们到主的身边来。
Since I received so much grace from the Lord, I want to share with everyone around me what I have obtained, so that they can also have the goodness from the Lord.
因为我们的主，你只要敬拜他，爱在他，他就会使你的福杯满溢。
The only thing you need to do is to love Him and worship Him, and He will fill your cup with overflow blessings.
所以呢，就是说我往后我不管遇到哪周围的什么人，我都会大胆的向他说。
And therefore, no matter who I deal with, I can always boldly share with them.
你应该敬拜我们的上帝，应该敬拜我们的主。
You should worship our God and worship our Lord.
我今天就说到这。
And this is my sharing.
谢谢大家。
Robert 弟兄，刚才父姊妹他的女婿。
兄弟姊妹们平安。
Peace to everybody。
我想今天来到这里，我是何等的喜乐。
I'm very happy to be here today。
看到大家，我们在这感恩的季节来想数一数主的恩典。
And in the season of Thanksgiving, this is time to count our blessings。
但是主的恩典却是像海一样深，像天空一样高，我们是没有办法在有限的时间内数算清楚。
However, his grace has been so immense, there's no way we can fully count them all.
今天我第一点就想讲，我是怎样归入主的名下。
First of all, I also like to share with you how I became a believer of the Lord.
主对我的恩典是确实很。无法数算，他安排了一段美好的婚姻给我。
And I have to say, first of all, I'm thankful for a wonderful marriage that he has arranged for me.
我和我的太太是在网上通过 internet 认识的。
And I met my wife through internet communication.
当时我是在北加州，在San Jose工作。
At the time I was working in San Jose, California.
我们认识之后，通过每周末呢，我都是开车过来，我们在一块dating 的。
And after we met, we meet each other during the weekend.
这样，我是在去年的12月份回到北京去工作。
I returned to Beijing last December to work.
然后在春节的时候，我太太回到中国，我们注册。结婚。
And a couple months later, my wife also returned to China during Chinese New Year, and we got married there.
当时呢，我还是一个慕道友，没有归到主的名下。
At the time, I was not a Christian yet.
我们结婚之后，我又回到了加州。
And after we got married, I returned to California.
这样呢，我太太就是非常希望我成为一个。主的儿女。
And my wife really wholeheartedly want me to become a child of God.
当时我们在 Tower City, 那里的张牧师和张师母到我们家里跟我讲道。
At the time we live in Culver City, therefore the pastor Chan from the Culver City Church visited us in our house.
当时呢，我还是很固执，我认为世界上有许多神，我为什么要拣选主耶稣是我唯一的真神。
At the time, I was quite stubborn. I felt there are so many gods out there. Why do I have to believe in Jesus in particular?
经过了大概三个小时的我们的沟通，我还是坚持我的观点。
After 3 hours, some long communication, I still insist on my own point of view.
然后呢，我跟我太太说，我不反对你信奉主耶稣，但是你也不要来强迫我来信仰，我们有各自的信仰。
So I told my wives, I do not object the fact that you are a believer of Jesus, but please do not force me to believe him either.
当时呢，我的太太就是很生气，她就是指着我说，你到底信不信？不信我就打你。
My wife was so upset to the point, he said, So are you going to believe or not? If not, I will beat you up.
当时呢，但是感谢主，我们的关系虽然因为刚开始有这个信仰上的问题，但是我们的关系非常融洽。
Initially, even though we had this conflict about our faith, but our relationship in general was still very harmonious.
我还是呢陪着一块去去参加大家的聚会 ，Bible study， 还有一些福音的聚会。
So I was still accompany her going to all these church meetings.
我想主安排了所有的一切，一次聚会大概有14位弟兄姊妹面对我一个人进行教育。
Therefore, the ratio between believers and non-believers is like 14-1 in each gathering.
甚至有一位姊妹是从北京过来，当天晚上她是11点钟的飞机，她要赶到我们的聚会。
And I know this sister who was on their way back to Beijing at that night around 11 p.m., but she still came to the meeting.
所以我逐渐的被主的恩典感动，我决定开始接受主。
Little by little, I was touched by the love of the Lord, and I finally decided to accept Jesus Christ.
所以我随着牧师做了一个决志祷告。
Therefore, I pray according to a pastor's prayer.
之后我想我的生活是完全的开始改变。
Then I experienced some great change in my life.
在4月26号。23号，我到在我们的 Cover City 的教会受洗。
So I was baptized on the 23rd of April.
在那之后呢，因为我们在国内注册，没有举行wedding party.
And because what we did in China was just to register with the government agency, we did not have a banquet or party.
所以我们在那里在29号有一个非常美好的wedding party.
Therefore, church in Cover City helped us to have this wonderful wedding party on 29th of April.
这也是为什么我岳母能够受到主的恩典，被主的恩典感动的是那个一个。
And that was that the same wedding that my mother-in-law was greatly touched by the love manifest in God's church.
在之后呢，我们的生活是真是越过越甜美，在主的恩典中。
And in God's grace, our life really has become sweeter and sweeter after that.
第二点，我想讲主是真的给我们每一个人的一切事情都安排的妥妥当当。
And the second thing I want to share with you is that I say indeed God has made arrangement for all our needs in daily life.
虽然我们每个人都不同。
Even though we are all different.
Yeah. 这也是我想讲的是我太太生宝宝的事情。
And I want to share with you about the birth of our son.
大家刚才我的岳母也提到，我是和我的小舅子到纽约去见客户。
Just like my mother-in-law mentioned that I accompanied my brother-in-law to New York to seek some business.
因为时间跟紧，我们是在那里的回来的时候是星期。那个星期六的凌晨三点钟。
We did not return until 3 a.m. Saturday morning.
之后那一天我们晚上又到 Cover City 那边做 baby shower.
And on that night, we went to Cover City Church because they gave us a baby shower there.
对，在 baby shower 是很成功，大家的兄弟姊妹给我们很多恩典，买了很多很好的家具。
It was a wonderful baby shower we had because they gave us all these baby furniture and stuff.
我想呢，这宝宝太兴奋了，所以第二天早上八点钟他就想要出来。
And I think the baby was so excited, therefore he can't wait to come out the very next morning.
因为初为人父人母，我们非常紧张。第二天早上破水太太破水之后，我们就是抓了很多体积包就跑到医院。
And the first time being parents, we were so nervous. So once my wife's water bag broke, we just grabbed a few things, we rushed to the hospital.
然后呢，在这之前我就给接回的姊妹打电话。在这里我还是非常感谢我们的梁牧师、梁太太还有碧秋姐，他们都对我们很多的关怀。
And on our way to hospital, we called one of the sisters in the church, and therefore many church members came to come to visit us in the hospital.
他们为我们祷告。
They came to hospital and pray for us.
感谢主耶稣，他安慰了他们母子平安。
And we're so thankful that both mother and child were fine.
虽然的 baby 是五个半星期的早产。
Even though the baby was premature about 5.5 weeks.
但是呢，他现在已经长到大概有13磅。
But now he's weigh about 13 pounds in 2 months.
他出生的时候只是5磅9盎司。
And when he was born, he was about 5'9".
在这个过程中呢，因为在中国的传统，头两个星期都要给母亲下奶。
And in our traditions, that mom has to nurse the baby in the first 2 weeks.
用母奶喂养呢，在这个过程中，教会的弟兄姊妹呢，都是帮我们太太去煲汤。
And in the first few weeks, everybody cooked these nice pots of soup for her.
但是我要讲的，因为她的胃口是在变，今天想喝鸡汤，明天想喝猪脚汤。
However, her appetite changes every day.
但是呢，主耶稣安排的一切都是刚好，她想到的时候，就有教会的姊妹送到了。
And the Lord's provision is just great because whenever her appetite changes, a new pot of soup will arrive and fits her need.
我举个例子，那一天我在这时，我根本不认识碧秋姐。
I don't know Sister Beatrice from before.
那天我就突然接到一个电话。
But suddenly I received her phone call.
你是 Robert 吗
？She said, "Are you Robert?"
我说是啊。
Yes, I am.
她说我煲了一锅鱼汤，想送给你们。你们今天到
I have cooked a pot of fish soup. I want to give it to you.
你们今天到教会，到那医院去吗
？Are you guys going to be in the hospital today?
我说我们去。
I said yes.
另外电话我感觉到很奇妙。
And I found that's very interesting.
因为我太太刚跟我讲完，说她想喝鱼汤。
Because my wife just told me right before the phone call that she just craved for fish soup.
这样的事情呢，如果发生一次，你说是偶然。
If only happened once, you say, "Oh, that's just purely coincidence."
但是这样的事情发生了五六次。
But it has happened 5-6 times.
你真正没法想象，如果这是除了主耶稣之外，没有人能够安排。
It's really just hard to imagine it's purely coincidence. It has to be provided by the Lord.
还有是我们帮刚开始第二个例就是帮 baby 洗澡。
And the second thing we learn God's grace is that when we bathe the child.
因为我们根本就不知道怎样去洗。
We don't know how to bathe a baby.
因为中国有句俗话说，第一胎是照书养，第二胎是照猪养。
Well, Chinese saying the first child, you raise the first child according to the book's teaching, and then the second one you raise like you raise a pig.
然后我们正在翻书的时候，这时候把那个 baby 已经衣服都脱光了。
The baby was completely naked. We're still flipping through the page, trying to figure out how to bathe the child.
这时呢就听到有人敲门。
And at this time, somebody was knocking on the door.
我打开门一看，我说这时候这么紧呢，但是我还是去开门一看，一看是一位教会的姊妹来。
And I ran to open the door and saw the sister standing outside.
我说赶紧这主的安排，我就问我说 ，Lillian， 你会不会帮 baby 洗澡
？So I asked her, Lillian, do you know how to bathe the child?
说她说当然可以了，我会。
She said, of course, I know.
我说赶快赶快。
I said, hurry up.
这样呢是也是在。莉莲的帮助下帮我们 baby 做了第一次洗澡，我们也是这样学习。
That with her help, our baby had the first bath.
所以在这里我就讲，虽然我们每个人不同，我们知道我们出生的时候每个人都有指纹，但是我想讲的是主耶稣真的是给我们每个人，你的一切事情都已经安排好了。
And we each may be very different, but the Lord has his perfect plan for each one of us.
我今天的见证就分享到这里。
This is my sharing for the day. Thank you.
谢谢大家。
早上我们听见这么好的这个见证。
We're so happy to hear wonderful testimonies this morning.
中国人有一句成语。
There's this Chinese saying.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹在座的。晓不晓得有这么一句成语
？I don't know if you know of this idiom.
叫做买椟弃珠。对不起啊，这个椟啊，有木字旁，木字旁一个买卖的卖。这个是什么意思呢？就是一个盒子，这种盒子是专门来盛装珍珠的。 珠宝的啊。那么
这我看看你
那么这个有这么一句成语啊，就是说在秦朝有这么一个人。
In Qing Dynasty, there was this guy.
啊，他经过啊这个珠宝店。
He passed by this jewelry store.
啊，这个他就花了很大的价钱买了这么一个珍珠。
He spent almost he has for this beautiful pearl.
这个珍珠是放在啊一个很漂亮的盒子里，就是那个毒。
And the pearl is placed in this beautiful jewelry box.
回家以后，这个过了一个短时间。
After a short period of time, after he returned home,
他看看啊，这珠子啊不怎么样。
And the more he looked at the pearl, the less he liked it.
这个盒子好漂亮。
However, the jewelry box surely looks great.
哎呀，他过了一段时间啊，就把这个珠子给丢了啊，他只要这个盒子。
So after a period of time, he just misplaced the pearl and then he kept the jewelry box.
所以有这么一句成语叫做买珠弃珠，珠子弃掉了。
And this is the Chinese idiom that you threw away the treasure and then kept the box.
今天早晨我听见的母子二人做这个见证，我有一种的感动。
This morning when the mother and the son-in-law gave testimony here, I was very touched.
特别这个母亲说啊，他们接到了这个大笔生意啊。
Especially when the mother mentioned how they received this great order from New York.
但是并不是这个生意本身而叫她欢喜。
Yeah, this order does not cause her to have great joy.
是借着这个生意，这笔生意啊，她认识啊，这个生意的背后啊，有一个什么东西啊，叫她觉得惊奇。
But through the business order, she realized there's something even greater behind this whole thing.
我晓得在我们的平常生活里头。
And in our daily life.
都有许多这个顺利的事，都有许多叫我们难受的事。
And many things go easily, many things go very harsh on us.
但是你知不知道，在所有一切的事情背后
，But do you know behind each incident,
都有一个宝贝。
There is a treasure.
许多时候，我们呐、是只要那个盒子。
And many times we only look at the jewelry box.
我们看不到里头那个珍珠。
And overlook the treasure inside.
在这里，在这个教会里。
And in this church.
人数虽然不是很多。
Yes, we may not have a great number of attendants.
主给我们的祝福的的确确是不少。
But we have to admit the Lord has given us great blessing here.
我们在这里有我们亲爱的前弟兄经过洗圣。
And we have our brother Joseph Chen, who had experienced so much miracle through dialysis and a kidney transplant.
借着教会弟兄姊妹的祷告
through the prayer of church,
他得到一个奇妙的肾
He received this wonderful and marvelous kidney.
这个肾啊，是比啊这个亲兄弟要捐给他的都啊更好
Because that kidney is so matched, even more matched than you can find from on your own sibling.
所以他能够做见证，这个啊，如果不是出于主，没有办法得到。
Therefore, he was able to testify without the Lord. This is impossible.
像我在这里给我做翻译的姊妹
And like Sister Michelle.
她的妈妈，她的姐姐。得癌症。
Both her mom and her older sister had cancer.
但是啊，真奇妙。
But marvelously,
两位啊都蒙主的医治。
They both were healed by the grace of the Lord.
这个有许多时候，我们这个人的头脑不太容易啊明白。
Sometimes it's very hard for our intellect to figure it out.
但是啊，事实就是如此。
But that's what had actually happened.
我们有弟兄。找工作啊，找的焦头烂额。
And we also have brothers among us who are looking for jobs.
忽然有一天呐、这个工作啊来找他了。
And suddenly the job came to seek them.
我们有的这个弟兄们，为了居留的这个身份啊，也焦头烂额。
And we have also a brother that's looking for the help to get the legal status to stay.
解决了。
And then suddenly through prayer, the problem is resolved.
那么我们在座每一位。
And everyone who sits here,
包括我在内,
including myself,
我们回头看,
if we look back,
都经历许许多多我们自己没有办法解释的奇妙的事情。
We have to confess that we all experience miracles that we cannot explain.
当然我们要归啊,感谢给主。
And therefore we need to give all the thanks to the Lord.
但是多少时候我们这个感谢啊,只是外面。
But many times our thanksgiving is kind of outwardly.
我们着重的还是那个啊,那个盒子。
Many times our eyes are still on the jewelry box.
我们真是求圣灵早上开启我们的心眼。
And we pray the Holy Spirit will open our eyes.
叫我们看见啊,这个盒子啊,好看不好看不重要。
So that we can see, and the appearance of the box really is not relevant.
重要的是我们看见里头有一个宝贝。
The important thing is the treasure that's inside.
我们不是为这一个盒子欢喜。
So we don't rejoice because we have this box.
我们是为这里头这个宝贝欢喜。
We rejoice because we have the treasure.
但是多少时候我们的欢喜还是为了这个盒子。
Unfortunately, many times we are happy just because we own the box.
啊，我这个身体得医治了。
Oh, look, I'm physically healed. I'm happy.
啊，工作的问题解决了，欢喜。
Oh, look, I got a job. I am happy.
家庭的难处解决了，欢喜。
Oh, my family problems resolved. I am happy.
啊，人际啊，人是这个在生活之中啊，一帆风顺，欢喜。
Everything in my life goes smoothly. I am happy.
但是啊，这一切环境是不是能叫我们认识这个环境里头有一个宝贝？
Yet, are we able to identify the treasure that's hidden in every circumstance?
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们不是和人啊，比外面这个盒子好不好看？
Therefore, let's do not be busy comparing with other people the size of the box.
也许我们在座啊，面对很多的压力。
Yes.Maybe some of us are just facing great treasure right now in your life.
也许我们到现在觉得这个问题还没有过去。
You're encountering great problems or pressure in your life, and things are still standing as we speak.
别人有好看的盒子，我没有。
You might be looking at others as you know they possess a nicer box.
但是你可以放心。
But don't worry.
在我们里头。都有一个宝贝。
Because in each one of us, we share the same treasure.
问题就是啊，你是不是货？
But the problem is whether we identify it or not.
啊，我们做生意的朋友都知道一句话。
And all the businessmen know this.
啊，这个不怕货比货。
Do not worry about comparing with other your goods.
就怕不是货。
Worry about you don't have people that can recognize you have good stuff.
啊，你是货了。
If you really can recognize things,
你就得到了。
Then you will know you have the treasure.
所以啊，弟兄姊妹们和啊朋友们。
Therefore, my dear friends, brothers and sisters.
我们早上听见这个见证。
The testimony we heard this morning.
啊，这个哦，我们这位姊妹早年她信佛。
And our sister Fu, in the earlier days, she was an idol worshipper.
哎，经过啊这些年。
And after these years.
这里有一个比较。
And she can tell the difference.
不怕货比货。
And you're not afraid to compare with among all gods.
但是啊，经过环境的熬炼。
But through the trial in life.
圣灵开了她的心窍。
The Holy Spirit opens her eyes.
她识货了。
Now she's able to identify which one's real.
在这里做见证。
Therefore, joyfully she testified for the Lord here.
她不是做见证啊，说从前那个盒子难看，现在这个盒子漂亮。
She's not here to testify. You know, my old box was just ugly. Now the new box looks great.
她是说啊，这个里头有一个宝贝，她得到了。
But instead, she said, "I have found the treasure."
这个是我们今天啊所要告诉在座各位的。
And this is what we desire to share with you today.
在感恩的季节我们感什么恩呢
And in the season of thankfulness, to whom we give thanks?
还不是啊感外面环境上啊从不顺利变成顺利
We don't give thanks just because things have gone easier for us.
还不光是从啊我们身体有疾病啊感谢啊这个身体康复健康了
And not just because we are healed physically.
我们感谢是感谢叫我们认识这里有一位
We give thanks because the Lord has opened our eyes. We now see the treasure.
啊，借着他在十字架上舍命流血，叫我们能够得到他自己。
Through His sacrifice on the cross, we now can have Him Himself.
所以我常常在想，像我这样一个人。
And therefore, sometimes I wonder, for a man like me,
如果从现在一直到我离开这个世界
Between now and till the time I depart from this world
啊，就是啊，比如说我现在六十岁了
For example, I'm 60 years old now
啊，神祝福我，叫我活到啊这个九十岁好了
If the Lord blesses me, I can live up to even 100, let's say
啊，如果这四十年
In the coming 40 years
不再啊凡事顺利
If everything goes wrong
我要不要感谢我的主耶稣
Do I still give thanks to my Lord Jesus?
如果从现在开始啊我天天有许多的苦难
If every day from now on for the coming 40 years I will suffer
我要不要感谢我的主耶稣
Am I still offering thanks to him?
我从内心告诉我自己我要做一个感谢的人
And from my heart I tell myselfBe a thankful person.
不是到了感恩节我才想一些话来感谢。
Don't just give thanks during Thanksgiving.
我在天天的生活里都要感谢。
But on every day I should give thanks.
这个感谢的原因是什么呢?
And the reason for me to do so.
是因为我知道这个宝贝在我的里面永远不离开我。
It's because I know the treasure that's in me will never leave me alone.
我怎么知道它是宝贝呢?
How do I know I have a treasure?
而因为啊，圣经告诉我，在两千年前，他就为我挂在木头上，流血受死，赎我的罪。
Because Bible has told me clearly that 2,000 some years ago, he died for me, shed his blood, and redeemed me.
圣经告诉我
，Bible tells me，
他是啊，何等一个宝贝
！That he is indeed a treasure。
他所流的血到今天仍然是新鲜有功效的。
And the blood he shed for me, even till this day, is still fully effective and fresh。
什么时候我就近他
？Whenever I come close to him。
什么时候我就有平安
？That's the time I can receive peace from him。
我就有满足。
I can have contentment。
我就有喜乐。
I can have joy。
我盼望我们所有在座的都认识一件事情。
And I pray each one of us understands this.
啊，不管今生你有多顺利
，Doesn't matter how smooth your life has been，
或者你有多困苦
，or how difficult your life has been，
这些啊都要过去。
All these things will one day pass away.
有一样不过去的。
But there's one thing will remain.
就是我们里面的这个宝贝
，That is the treasure we have inside.
啊。所以我们盼望早间借着我们姊妹和弟兄们的见证
And through the testimony of our sister and our brother here
我们领会一件事情
We can understand this one thing
不是外面的福利平安
That we are not talking about the external peace and well-being
是因为圣灵光照我们叫我们都能认识这里有一位永远的宝贝
But because the Lord has enlightened within our heart that we recognize there is thiseverlasting treasure
老实讲啊如果我们没有这位宝贝
if we don't have this treasure Jesus Christ
不管你赚多少钱
it doesn't matter how much money you can make
啊，你天天也不快乐
you won't be happy
不管你身体有多健壮
no matter how strong physical
you
are 你
活120岁你也是不快乐
you may live up to 120 years old but you will not be content
叫我们满足的喜乐的是这个宝贝
it's this heavenly treasure Jesus Christ who can cause usTrue peace and joy.
好不好？我们一同闭眼睛啊，我们向这位宝贝来祷告。
Why don't we now close our eyes and pray to this heavenly treasure?
我们愿意将我们的余生交在这位宝贝的手里。
Telling him that you're willing to trust the rest of your life in his precious hand.
让他来负我们的责任。
And ask him to take charge.
让他来引导我们一生的路。
Ask him to lead us onward.
在座有年轻的。
There are young people sitting among us.
在求学的路上来得着这位宝贝。
Ask the Lord to show you Himself on your days in school.
有中年的在事业忙碌的里头，天天得着这位宝贝的同在。
The people in their middle age, you're pursuing your career. Ask the Lord to show you His way.
年长的落日余晖，我们啊更宝贝这位余。这个宝贝的主天天成为我们的喜乐。
And old age folks, ask the Lord to become your joy every day.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们实在感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we truly thankful.
借着早上的见证。
Through the testimony this morning.
你叫我们都能够更认识你。
You help us to know you even more.
是 宇宙的至宝。
That you are indeed the treasure of the universe.
是人人都可以得着的。
Also the treasure everyone can obtain.
我们求你借着早间的见证。
Through the testimony this morning.
开我们的心窍。
Open our eyes.
叫我们看见我们这一生要的就是你自己。
So that we can know we want you alone in our life.
你爱我们。
You loved us.
你为我们舍了自己。
And you laid down your life for us.
你也把永远宝贵的生命放在我们的里头。
You also have given us your precious eternal life.
叫我们能够醒悟过来。
So that we are now awakened.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
我们感谢不是为着外面一切的人事物。
Not for external things or people.
我们感谢你，因为你今天住在我们的里面。
But for the fact that you now are dwelling inside of us.
做我们的宝贵。
To be our precious treasure.
永远不离开我们。
And will never depart.
我们求你。
We ask you.
天天叫我们因着你能够满足喜乐。
To have true joy and satisfaction every day.
圣灵早间在我们中间来运行。
Oh, we pray the Holy Spirit move among us.
叫我们能够清楚你的救恩。
So that we may be clear about your salvation.
人的话何等有限。
Our words are limited.
但是你有无穷的大能。
But you have this immense power.
能够叫我们得清楚我们得着这样的救恩。
That enables to open our minds to understand the salvation fully.
你听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen. 我们一同来唱
宝贵的诗歌。I sing the song together, Precious Cross. Let us stand up and sing the song together. 主耶稣